Welcome to this computerweekly.com on storage and compliance in the commercial airline industry. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor for Computer Weekly. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Viditrust. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first of which is, Mathieu, what compliance requirements does the commercial airline industry face? Over to you.
Well, other than national security obligations with regards to fighting terrorism and managing no-fly lists and being able to trace who's been flying from where to where for legal or criminal inquiries or investigations, there are some specific compliance requirements with regards to data protection, both from a legal perspective and from an industry perspective. So from a data protection perspective, in the UK, there's the Data Protection Act. In the EU, there's the upcoming data protection regulation. There's also international regulations. There's also the challenge of transferring data from the European Union outside of the Union into other areas such as the US and Asia. And also there's the overarching challenge of industry regulations such as PCI DSS, which brings with it some specific requirements with regards to data retention. In addition, the commercial airline industry is also, depending on how it's being set up and which country, is subject to freedom of information regulation. So it has unique challenges in that airlines tend to collect huge amounts of data. So if you think about a standard airline, you're going to have airports with ticket desks and kiosks. You're going to have travel agents working on behalf of the airline or being owned by the airline. You're going to have some data that's collected in flight via, for instance, internet access or purchases in flight. Then you've got online data, so data altogether, data about your trips, data about yourself, your date of birth, data about your credit card, your travel preferences, your geolocation data, and so on. Also, with an additional challenge that a lot of the data being collected is still paper-based, which in itself is a challenge. So the airline industry is digitizing, but at the moment there's still a good bit of paper data. So from a big data and analytics, which is required for an airline growth, there are some specific challenges, and they need to be addressed the right way.
Thanks, Mathieu. So the next question is, what are the implications for storage and backup of these type of compliance requirements? Over to you again.
Well, as with every large organization, airlines need to be able to map the ecosystem that they use and how data flows from one area to the other. Once they've been able to do that, they then need to classify that data. So some data will be required for legal purposes or for national security purposes. Other data will just be required by the airline for its own big data analytics and for marketing or sales purposes. And then there's other data that's required from a data protection perspective. And so all of that data needs to be able to be classified. And once you've classified the data, you can have a look at the storage per type of data. There are some specific challenges, though, with regards to the technical classification and how you manage that data in the airline industry, such that they need to be able to timestamp the data, find the data quickly, making sure that the data they find is accurate. And so if you think about e-discovery, for instance, the requests are extremely time-sensitive. And because of the amounts of data that an organization like an airline might have on specific travelers, for instance, or flyers, for instance, you need to make sure that you get to that data the right way and as fast as possible. And what I mean by the right way is that it needs to be on a need-to-know access only. Security is really paramount for this industry. And so access to data that might be backed up or stored presents a huge risk for airlines. Another challenge is around the data that has been created by two airlines merging. So if you think about it, the airline industry has been consolidating for the last few years. And when you see two giant airlines joining forces, from a data perspective, it means that they potentially double up on the backup and the storage. So where is the data and how do you get access to it? So I suppose the advice for them would be to make sure that on a yearly basis, at the very least, they get an independent review of their data flow mapping, the security of the data at three different levels, data at rest, data in transit, and in the future, data in use, which is encryption of data in use, which is a very topical subject in 2014. At the very least, I think all airlines should be PCI DSS compliant at all times. Most of them are, but not all of them. PCI can help with regards to providing them with a good framework for mapping the data and looking after the data at rest and in transit. And this is really kind of a baseline, the same as compliance with the Data Protection Act from a storage perspective for the airline industry, because frankly, if they can't protect credit card holder data, then one could be rightfully worried about other types of data. So I suppose the last word on that is that classification is key for the airline industry. They need to know where the data is coming from, where it's going to, and how it's going to be stored, really with a key emphasis on a need-to-know access only. That's really paramount for the industry.
Thanks, Matthew. And that's the end of the podcast.